Well, now, in this passage that we've read, I'm going to read on a little, verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. Do you believe on the Son of God? I ask every one of you that question. You don't have to answer me, but just ask that question. Do you believe in Jesus, the Son of God? You know, he says here, he has the witness in himself. The witness in himself. I'll go on. It tells us exactly what that means. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Are you going to make God a liar? God has said, he's my son. And you say, no, I can't believe that. I had a neighbor. He died. I don't know how many times I spoke the gospel to him. Go and do the lawn for him. Came, oh my, you're a wonderful neighbor. Yeah, I says, Mr. Ron, or I called him Ron Oakey was his name. I says, you know, I come here with my tractor and I do your lawn, and while I'm driving along, I pray for you. You do, huh? Yeah. Yeah, he says, I guess some people pray. He says, I never pray. I never pray. Yes, I says, I pray for you. I gave him a book to read one time. And he told me this. And I thought, my, that's something. That's surely the truth, what he's saying. He says, you know, Jake, he says, the whole Bible or Christianity depends on one thing. I says, what's that? Was Jesus the Son of God? Wow, I thought, what a statement to make. And he says, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. But he says, it's all right for you. You believe what you have, and if you believe it, it's okay. I believe something else, it's okay for him, whatever you believe. Wow. Oh, I spoke to him again and again. Came to him and give him the Good Seed calendar. He'd read it. He's a very intelligent man. Now, he was an invalid as a result of the Second World War. He was in a tank corps in fighting Rommel's armies in the desert and in the Sahara up there in Africa. Anyway, and so now he had, his lungs were very poor and very poor back, and he was on one of these breathing oxygen tanks, machines, and he had 30 feet of cord. And that's as far as he could move in his house. He had one of these buttons on. If he fell down or something, you'd ring the button. All of a sudden, I'd get a call. Can you go and help your neighbor up? Well, okay, I'd go and try and help him up, pick him up. Heavy man, I hurt my back doing it. So I told him, look, you better call the ambulance. They'll come and they'll manage a lot better than I can. But anyway, poor man. And right to the end, he'd read the calendar. And he said one time to me, he said, you know, I think my wife has been, they were separated, but she'd come there now that he was sick occasionally, they'd come and clean the house for him, and she comes and says to him, he calls me up and he says, you know, my wife had quite some questions. And I told him, well, you better see my neighbor. He called me, that's the man of the cloth, you know. Got a name. So I had all kinds of names. He says, that's the man of the cloth. You know what that means? Like a priest, Catholic priest or someone, you know, he's got the, I guess, I don't know. Anyway, he's the man, he's all dressed up in his cloaks. Well, so he says, well, I said, I tell you what, why don't you give her one of these Good Seed calendars that we have? Oh, I think she might take that. So I brought him a number. He took one. Or he gave one to her. Gave one to the daughter. And that was interesting. So as time went on, I went to get to know the daughter and the wife that were there. And I spoke to them. So I was the neighbor, and so, oh, yeah, that's wonderful. And so we were talking about Ron and about helping him and troubles. And I left, and on my way out, she said, wait a minute, I wanted to mention to you that little prayer book that you gave me. That's what she called it. Doesn't matter. She says, boy, I read that. That's very good. And I'd like to have some. That's been a real help to me. That's answered a lot of questions. And then, to my surprise, when I went out, the daughter said, I have it at my bedside. I read it every morning. Wow, and after he was gone, I've been over there, and I handed out a whole, there was an uncle there and an aunt, and I was able to hand out a whole number of them, I think four or five, that they took. Well, you know, and here you find he rejected it. He died in his sins. He told me very clearly, I don't believe this. But he was very polite. Could always talk to him. But Jake, that's not for me. But he was very careful. I heard him talk when he talked to somebody else, another neighbor. He had all kind of different language, I found out. But anyway, that's a little bit of interjection. That doesn't count in my 15 minutes, by the way. Okay. That was a parenthesis. Yeah, okay. All right, now. Now, here, he that believeth on the Son hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And here I want to tell you, dear young people, to believe the record, the word of God and its authority, this is essential. Treat it as it is indeed a divinely inspired word of God, a message from God to your hearts. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but this book, not the paper, and but the content of what God says, will never pass away. It stands eternally firm. You build on that rock. And that's why it's so important that you have this record and you're acquainted with it. Now it says, and this is the record that God gave his Son. And then it goes on, verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. He that has the Son has life. And he that has not the Son hath not life. Do you have eternal life? Can everyone here say, right now as you're sitting here, I have eternal life? That if you were wiped away here and a bomb would go off and we'd, or an earthquake and we'd all be flattened out here, where would you spend eternity? You'd have no more chance. So the question is, do you have eternal, do you have it now? As a present, right possession right now. Well, if you have the Son, you have life. And if you don't have the Lord Jesus dwelling in you, that's God's testimony. He is the eternal life. This book in the beginning tells us he is the eternal life. And so this is written, he says, he that hath a Son hath life, he that has not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. You know, we always want to know, how do you know that for sure? Well, here it is. This is why you can know it for sure. That we may know that we have, I'll read it again.